Welcome to our podcast about a couple music album reviews. This is Jen, and I'm here with Colton and Abigail, and today we're going to be talking about the Donald Glover Presents album that was released on 3/15/20. We're just going to talk about what we liked about it and stuff like that. Guys, do you have anything to add?
Okay. It was a really good album. I feel like I really like the beat. It's that type of album that you can listen to in every type of mood. You can be sad, mad, happy. You can be like jamming at your kitchen, doing cooking and stuff like that. So really good album. I really like how it starts. It starts really, how can you say, what's the word for it? Intense, you can say. Very mysterious.
Yeah, I definitely like a lot of like the, he's like kind of yelling, rapping kind of, but also like singing too, so I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Oh, for, like throughout the album?
Yeah, because I guess he usually has that like 70s vibe, like the last one, Awaken My Love, was kind of that.
Yeah.
And this one's kind of more whatever comes to mind.
Yeah, it sort of reminds me like Michael Jackson. In more like a rappy way.
Like what about like the beats or the
yelling like lyrics in general?
Oh.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
I liked because there was a lot of different types of features, I guess, because Ariana Grande was on there and 21 Savage, Inc. and all of them. So I liked the one with Ariana Grande. That one was cool.
What was that, track 8?
It's called Time.
Time
featuring Ariana Grande. So, like, some of them did have titles and some of them did not, which I think was interesting. So, kind of makes me think it's unfinished, but, or just randomly released. Like, he can change it whenever he wants to, you know what I mean?
Yeah. What were some of your guys' favorite tracks off the album?
My favorite was 3928. I just thought it was pretty cool. So, and I like that one. And like I said, the one with Ariana Grande was fun.
I kind of like Algorithm and then Time as well. I feel like Ariana Grande filled it up.
Because they've done a song together before on her album, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
So that one was, I like that collab. What about you, Colton?
Yeah, that track 9, the 3928. It was like I thought I was listening to like Freddie Mercury, like Bohemian Rhapsody, you know?
Yeah,
that was a good one. Track 6, I think the name of it is 2419. I like that album or that track. Really good production and vocals on it. Those are my favorite ones for sure.
I just thought it was a cool album overall, so that's why I wanted to bring it to light, talk about it more, because it was also released in the unique Donald Glover instead of Childish Gambino.
Yeah,
it's a pretty interesting album.
Yeah, I think this proves too, because there's the contrast. Donald Glover, he's rapping and he's doing like the R&B stuff, and it's like very apparent that he's a better R&B artist than he is a rapper. What track was he rapping? Oh yeah, on track 4, I was like, this rapping is awful. And then his storytelling is, I don't think his storytelling is great. I mean, it's like he meets this girl and this girl feeds him mushrooms, and I thought that was all right. The production is really good on it. And 21 Savage comes out of nowhere, and like any sort of like ambiance or whatever he was building or what he was trying to do kind of just gets destroyed by Savage's.
Yes, there were some songs that I didn't even know what he was saying.
Yeah,
I definitely agree with you on the rap part. Even some of his older raps, I'm like, what is going on here? So I definitely like he sings a little bit more.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Track 6. What was track 6?
2419.
Yeah, that was like a good one. It was almost like a D'Angelo. If you guys listen to D'Angelo, it was almost like he was channeling some like D'Angelo energy, and I was like, oh, this is sick. But yeah, the production was insane. It was really good production. He produces all of his own music, right?
Had a couple other people help him on this one. I read a Rolling Stone article about it. Some people helped him out, but I think he's the main dude that releases the stuff and tells everything about it.
No, that's so good.
Overall rating, so like 1 out of 5, what would you give it?
I would give it this is not my type of music. I usually don't listen to this, but I really liked it. I like the beat, as I said before, so I would probably give it like a 3.5.
That's
good. Really good.
That's
yeah.
Good to know, since like other people, obviously this isn't everybody's music taste, but since you didn't know the music genre and you still enjoyed it, which makes it pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'd give it a 4.5 or 4, about around there.
Out of 5?
Yeah, probably a 4.
Yeah, I'd probably give it like, I mean, there's like, it's like a really like, there's a lot of different stuff going on. I'd probably give it like a 3. So that like a 6 out of 10. I'd give it like a 3 out of 5. Some stuff that I think wasn't like good. And even though this isn't my type of music, I can recognize that it's like well made, you know?
Yeah, that's good. That's cool. Yeah, we all came together. So I guess about it's like a 3.5 album.
Well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think we're just gonna wrap it up. Okay. Until next time, and thanks for listening.